You don't necessarily have to be, you know, go to a doctor when you look like that.
I see. Well, you know, like, would it be reason enough for me to stay home from school or something like that?
No.
No?
No.
It wouldn't be that sick?
No.
Someone's been sick a while. Nothing about
you know, like a person who can lift heavy things is called, he's very...
A weightlifter?
Well, no, you know, like, okay, like if your husband, you were to lift a real heavy box, say, boy, he's...
Strong.
Strong. Is there maybe another word you'd use for that?
Well, you know, if he'd still be sick and have to go to the doctor or jump.
Strong or powerful?
Mm-hmm. Okay, like when you were speaking of, you know, making the clabber and the butter and all that stuff, you'd say, okay, like you might have mentioned it getting what? You know, like, okay, what would that get in terms of strong? You know, like, would it just get strong or what?
Get sour.
Sour? Mm-hmm. That would?
Sure would.
And you know, that would be what, like before you got rancid, it'd be sour?
I don't know if you ever called milk rancid.
It just
got sour and sour.
I see. Yeah, how about a man who was overweight, but was still very strong? And you'd say he's what?
How?
Okay, like,
a man that was overweight, but he was real strong, you know, like, I don't think you'd call him a strong man. But he'd be what?
Like
it would be husky or stout or something like that?
Either one, husky or stout.
You know, like a horse that, you know, like listens very well and has a good personality, you'd say is what?
Repeat that.
Okay, like if a horse was, you know, like listened to you well, like when you gave commands, and then you get it, like the horse had a real nice personality, he wasn't wild or anything, you'd say he's...
Tame.
Mm-hmm. Or like if you, you refer to a child as that way, like you wouldn't say child is tame, but you might say he's what?
Well-disciplined.
Mm-hmm. What about, maybe he is good-natured or something like that?
Uh-huh.
You know, someone that's real clumsy, like a little boy that's clumsy, you know, like, you might say he's what?
You know,
someone falls all, you know, like over himself all the time, you'd say he's just what?
Well, I'd say just what you say, clumsy.
Okay, like, mm-hmm. You like, would you have any other word for that? Maybe he's gambling?
No.
Have you ever heard that?
No.
Never heard that?
No.
What about, maybe golf?
Or golf, yeah.
Heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, do you use that often?
No.
What about,
a person who keeps on doing things that, you know, like, that don't make any sense, you say he's a plane?
Yeah, someone's real clumsy, like a boy clumsy, like I say he's good.
Idiot? Are there other names for that?
Yeah, I guess there are,
but... Yeah, like you would just say he's an idiot?
Yeah.
You wouldn't use fool anytime?
Yeah, you could use that too, just plain fool, just plain idiot.
Well, you know, like, does fool, okay, like, does that mean something worse than idiot?
Maybe golf.
You know, like, does that have, you know, bad connotations to it, and you being a fool rather than being an idiot? Are they about the same?
No, I think maybe the idiot sounds worse.
You know, someone that never spends a penny is called a what?
Miser.
Miser?
Are there other names then?
Would you call him maybe, are there any other terms you might call him?
You know, like the miser? An idiot?
Maybe a tightwad?
Tightwad.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, does that mean something worse than you? You know, like, does that have any bad connotations?
In this reference, like, see, you know, which one you would use. And Mr. Brown will pay you good money, but you'll have to earn it. He's a regular, what?
You know,
and nobody ever beats him out of anything. Like, you wouldn't say he's a regular miser, would you?
No.
You know, like, what would you say in that situation? Let me read again. Mr. Brown will pay you, I will pay you good money, but you'll have to earn it. He's a regular...
Maybe type money.